Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The damage and devastation from earthquakes is both emotional and monetary. As Bryant University's assistant professor of finance, Andres Ramirez, explains, for poorer countries, there is something to gain when it's time to rebuild.
Though it is difficult to imagine anything positive arising from the devastation caused by intense earthquakes, the massive destruction caused by natural disasters can lead to innovation. Such a statement may seem counterintuitive in the wake of the toll these disasters take, but in more than 5 years of research on the topic, my research partner and I find support for Schumpeter's 1942 theory of creative destruction. Schumpeter hypothesized that a firm's relentless search for new markets, products, and technologies resulted in constant innovation that destroyed some industries and players, but at the same time created stronger ones. For Schumpeter, these changes were from within the system. We tested whether an external force, such as an earthquake, can provide firms opportunities for change. Doing so at this time could lower the cost of upgrading or adopting new technology, which would have a positive effect on firm value. We analyzed the impact of 299 earthquakes on thousands of firms in 50 countries. What we found supports Schumpeter's hypothesis, but only in some instances. First, we saw that, in general, companies will experience increases in market capitalizations even 3 years after a quake. Most importantly, however, our evidence supports the hypothesis of creative destructions only for businesses in less developed countries. In fact, we find that earthquakes destroy value for firms in the G8. We interpret these findings as a sign that innovation can be more profitable in poorer countries where the economies of scale of adopting new technologies are bigger. Disasters create value in poor countries. For rich countries, however, a disaster is a disaster.
That was Bryant University's Andres Ramirez. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.